Technical difficulties? Nah. It's just Jan Thomas on Vitalize Radio.
We are here with the very lovely Susie Vanna on line one. Hello, Susie. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And thank you so much for coming on with us today. We've been very excited to speak to you, especially me. I'm a huge James Bond fan. I actually watched The Spy Who Loved Me yesterday, and I've been brought up on James Bond. Basically, my parents, always watched them. And The Spy Who Loved Me was actually made the year I was born, in 1977.
Wow!
So I've always loved it. And in fact, Roger Moore is my favourite Bond. So I just thought I was the best person at the station to interview you, because I'm a bit of a Bond geek. So anyway, first of all, non-Bond-related question, first of all. How have you been coping in lockdown?
Well, this is hopefully the same as everyone else. I've tried to make the best of it. I've been carrying on with my, keeping fit, but probably more than normal. I was lucky enough to have the park kept open in London where I live, so I was able to run every day, and the weather was amazing, wasn't it?
Anyway, amazing, yeah.
Yeah, it was it was wonderful just to be in England at the time, because everyone was quite happy, considering we were all having to change our lives at that point.
Absolutely. Do you have a garden?
Yes, I was very lucky. Yes, I had a garden.
Yeah, I mean, my garden's never looked so nice.
Yeah, exactly.
the amount of time I spend in it. Right then, yeah. So down onto the James Bond questions. So yeah. I've already mentioned that Roger Moore is my favourite. I'm thinking he may be your favourite as well, but I just wanted to ask, who is your overall favourite Bond actor?
Well, of course, I have to say Roger, don't I? I think he is really. It used to be Sean Connery, but I've looking back at the old movies recently, I actually do think Roger was the best, because I loved his tongue-in-cheek humour. I thought he was brilliant at that. In fact, he actually ad-libbed a lot of the lines. When I was working with him on some of the lines, he ad-libbed, and they were kept in. He's had a very dry wit. It worked.
And he was very suave, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Much nicer than Sean Connery, definitely.
So yes, I think so. Yeah, Daniel Craig has been very good, though. I really like Daniel Craig.
Yeah, he has been good, hasn't he? Yeah. So on that, the opening scenes when you are in a lovely skiing lodge under a nice fleecy blanket, were you fully clothed underneath that by any chance, or did you do the job properly?
Well, funny you say that. It was one of the reasons I actually wasn't going to take part, because they asked me to be topless. And I didn't want to be, and my agent said, oh, don't be silly, darling, it's a Bond movie, and I thought about it, and I thought, well, it's a family film, it's not going to be like proper, a sex scene or anything. So I'm so glad I did it, because I'm immortalized now, aren't I? And I still get fan mail from all over the world.
So, exactly.
I'm quite honored to have been a Bond girl.
Yeah, you are one of the elite, definitely. What was it like being a Bond girl?
What's it like being a Bond girl? Yeah. Well, I was asked to do all the promotion tours afterwards as well. So not only did I do that fantastic scene, but I traveled the world in my 20s with Cubby Broccoli, the producer, and Richard Keel, the Jaws character, with the steel teeth.
Oh, I loved him.
Yeah,
he was my favourite baddie.
It was amazing. I mean, I went to Australia and Japan, the whole of Australia and Japan, and then I went to South America, the whole of South America, Rio de Janeiro.
Wow, so you've seen the world, that's amazing.
And then South Africa, so I was truly lucky to do that afterwards as well. Great experience.
Wow, and have you got a favourite Bond theme?
Well, it has to be Carly Simon. Nobody does it better, doesn't it?
No. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. I
I know. I listened to that today, actually. Yes, there was. I found a YouTube video with it on.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, you're the best. I wasn't looking, but somehow you found me. I tried to hide from your love light, but like heaven above me, the spy who loved me is keeping all my secrets safe tonight. Nobody does. Sometimes I wish someone could. Nobody does it quite the way you do. Why'd you have to be so good? The way that you hold me, whenever you hold me, there's some kind of magic inside you that keeps me from running. But just keep it coming. How to learn to do the things you do. Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, baby,
very good.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, we treated it in a different way to Carly Simon. My producer wanted me to do it more sort of whispery and more I don't know, sort of
seductive.
Slower than Carly's. But it turned out quite well, I think.
Yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. So, who would you choose, if you could, to be the next Bond actor?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Maybe Tom Hardy or I quite like James Norton as well.
Yeah, I'd definitely go for Tom Hardy.
James Norton, I think James Norton is my favourite one, I think, at the moment.
He's very dashing, They've got to have a certain something about them, haven't they?
Yes, got to have charisma, definitely.
Yes, definitely, definitely, oh yeah.
Big charisma. So I think Tom Hardy would be a totally different James Bond, but he has got big charisma.
Yeah.
And I think James Norton is just, again, he's got that very British look about him, hasn't he? He's got that very suave look, so he could be very good as
and
well.
And very
but
handsome
anyway,
as well.
I'm sure whoever they choose will be amazing, because Barbara Broccoli's quite good at that.
Yeah, I did see a campaign to have a Lady Bond. What did you think about that?
No, I don't think that would be. I think I'm a traditionalist. I'm sorry, but I don't think that would work personally. But
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
All the women's rights people will probably agree as well, because it's so iconic having a male James Bond, definitely.
Absolutely. I mean, James Bond should be classic, shouldn't it? Should at least be, you know, a very macho James Bond,
definitely, I think. Ooh, my glamorous assistant has just shown me a picture of James Norton, and he is the one that I thought. He looks very nice in a dinner jacket.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice indeed. So I might have to print that one out. So how long have you been singing? Because obviously you recorded quite a bit of music under the name of Sue Lynn.
When
you were 19, were you?
I was singing from about the age of eight, nine, probably. I was in the school choir, you know, all that sort of thing, school choir, and then I went into little talent contests at holiday camps that we used to go to, my mum and I. When I was little, and I used to win them, you know, at age 9 and 10.
Wow, that's
being
brilliant.
Quite embarrassing.
Gave you a taste of stardom.
Yes. I think, because my mum took me to ballet and tap classes after school, and it was a stage school, but I used to go after school, and I always did the solo slot at the end of term shows,
so nice.
I was a singer, and I would put my hand up to sing, which was another
fantastic.
Funny thing. I must have sort of always been a frustrated singer. My mum was actually a frustrated singer. She was always playing amazing music all around the house all the time. So I was sort of probably ingrained into that, and I wanted to be an entertainer of some sort for some reason. So
yeah, that's fantastic.
There you go.
So I'm going on that same subject. I said to you off air that I wanted to play some of your earlier stuff. We were going to play Baby Baby Baby, but once we heard Don't Pity Me, we all preferred it. So I think, not that there's anything wrong with Baby Baby Baby, but I love this song. So I'm just going to put that one on so the listeners who haven't already heard it can have a little listen, and then we'll be right back now.
Like it, listen. Vitalize Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to our interview with Susie Vanna. I hope you enjoyed that last song. I really, really like that. It's going to go on my playlist, definitely. Right then, welcome back, Susie.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us and letting us play that wonderful song. So I was going to ask, who were your inspirations growing up and now?
Who were my inspirations growing up?
Yeah.
That's a difficult one. Well, because my mum used to play, you know, a lot of old movies like Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers movies, the dance movies, and the most amazing jazz, you know, obviously Cry Me a River was one of them. And,
I love her.
So a lot of jazz artists have been my inspiration. Difficult one. Anyone that you know, has an amazing passion for music or singing or dancing or even an actor would have been my inspiration. You know, a very amazing actor, actress.
Definitely. And what about now? What sort of music do you like? Do you is it still the jazz and or is it?
Yeah, I love jazz. I love soul, blues, soul. I love Gregory Porter, you know.
And, oh, Lynn, he's brilliant.
Yeah, Jamie Cullum, Diana Krall. I just love music, really. As you said, I have an eclectic taste as well of music. So
as long as it sounds
Michael
good.
Jackson, you know, Michael Jackson, Pharrell Williams, the Happy song, I love that.
Yeah,
any dance music, and I love great songs as well. I love great lyrics. You know?
Same as me. It's nice to have a broad taste, definitely. So if you could do a collaboration with anyone, any you know, present day stars, who would you do one with? Who would you like to do a duet with?
Who would I like to do a duet with? Let me think. God, I mean, this is a difficult one as well. There are so many amazing artists.
I'm testing you tonight, aren't I?
Maybe even Ed Sheeran or
good choice. Yeah, brilliant.
You know, or and someone older.
What about like Bryan Adams, for example?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
He's my favourite. He would be my dream, definitely.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody. I mean, I love the Stones, Mick Jagger. I love you know, the Beatles, Paul McCartney.
All the classics. Fantastic. Oh well, so you're open to offers then.
Absolutely, in the future, yes.
Yeah. So the album, as we said off air earlier, is called In These Shoes, and it came out on Friday.
Yep.
So when we're all back to normal in life, will there be a tour? Will you go out and take it on the road?
Oh, definitely. It was all planned. I mean, I was supposed to be doing a live gig, you know, to introduce my album to the public. It was going to be quite a few, actually, live gigs, but they've all had to be postponed. And instead, I've done a movie of myself singing some of the tracks live. So I hope people like it. We did it last week.
My
producer was here, and... So that was brilliant doing that.
We'll be sure to share that on our Facebook page later on.
I hope you like it.
Yeah, I'll have a little watch of that later, definitely. The new single, which we've been playing all week, in fact for the last few weeks, is Tainted Love, a cover of Tainted Love. I love it. I love the jazz edge that you've put on it.
Yeah.
I really love it.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my life, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a girl could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly tainted love, tainted love, tainted love. tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away, 'cause you don't really want it anymore from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you'll think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a girl could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love. You tease. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a girl could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love.
Jan Thomas on Vitalize Radio.
So what made you decide to go for that song? Is it one of your favourites?
Yeah, I've always loved that song, and I just thought that I just wanted to try it to sort of make it more into a jazzy version, and it worked when we tried it, Kipper and I, and we decided, yes, that should go on the album, so...
Yeah, it was really...
And funnily enough, when my manager decided to do the remixes for the clubs on it, he got hold of Dave Ball from Soft Cell.
Oh, and right, he did the one remix, didn't he?
That's right.
So yeah, we've been playing that as well. It was really good, and they sort of soft-selled it up a little bit then, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So he loved the track from my album, so I'm quite honoured that he wanted to do the club mix, and he did it, and everybody, you know, a lot of the DJs actually loved that one best of all.
Wonderful. That was absolutely perfect. Thank you so much. That was amazing. Right, I've really, really enjoyed having you on, and we are going to continue to champion your music because I absolutely love it. So you're guaranteed of our support here at Vitalize Radio, and you're welcome back anytime you like. So
thank you so much. Hopefully we'll meet one day.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah, me, you, Joan Collins, we'll be out on the town because we didn't get round to talking about that. But my colleague Carty, who sat next to me, is now looking very glum. I think he wants an invite.
Of course. If I do a gig, you know, you should come along, try and get to London, wherever I'm
definitely
working.
If you come to Cardiff, we are there, definitely.
Because
we're over here in South Wales. Definitely, that'd be amazing. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to put another song on. In fact, I'm going to put the classic "Nobody Does It Better" just to end this, and then I'll say goodbye to you in a second, Susie, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Rightio.
Tweet, like it, listen. Vitalize Radio. Good as you, baby, you're
Listen to Wednesday Babbles with Jan using the free Vitalize radio app on your phone or tablet. There are loads of great features, including song requests and shout-outs. Visit your app store and search for Vitalize Radio with a Z, or just ask your smart speaker.
Enable Vitalize Radio,
the voice of Torvine.
This is Vitalize Radio.